This is the Voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. On today's First Nation Ministries, Deborah Klein talks with longtime Indian friend and Christian brother, John Bush.
Well, hello there, neighbor, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm so happy to tell you I'm sitting here in Gordon, Nebraska with Mr. John Bush. If you've ever listened to Dad's programs when he was still alive, John Bush is an old friend of his. They knew each other for a long time. My dad loved you, John. And I'm so happy that you're here. I want to hear firsthand from you your story. So let's start when you were born. Were you born into a Christian home?
We were born in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. My mother was a real devout Catholic woman. My grandparents were real devout Catholic Christians. And they lived the life. I've never heard them use a swear word. We always said the rosary at 7 o'clock in the evening. It was like 20 grandchildren. We all had to be there. That was just an unwritten law. And I grew up on a reservation. And when I was about 9 years old, I lived with my father. He lived about maybe a couple hundred miles from there, and he never went to church. He just didn't believe in church, even though he went to church all while my mother went to church, because that was one of the things he had to do to marry her. Mm-hmm. And so he became baptized in the Catholic Church. And I was always glad that even though I went to church, I got to be a teenager. And like all young people, most young people then, we thought that partying was the thing to do. Even though we went to church on Sunday, it never affected us, except that we knew that we had to go to church. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful that my grandparents were, especially my grandmother, prayed for every one of her grandchildren that went to Vietnam. And she prayed that they would come back. And she prayed and prayed, and they all came back from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And there was a lady that said, "Can you pray for my grandson? He's over there." I don't know if it was grandson or boy. But she said, "You have as much time as I do to pray, and it would mean more if you prayed for him than if I prayed for him." Always remember that. Uh-huh. And so even though they all came back from Vietnam, a couple of them got killed over here, car wrecks, that's where I was brought up, was a Catholic religion. Mm-hmm. And then I met my wife. She had been saved at Brainerd Indian School when she was 15. That lasted a couple months, and then when I met her, we partied a lot, and we fought a lot, and we did that. And here my wife remembered what it was like to be saved, even though she's only saved for 2 months. She remembered that. Ray McHugh moved to Kyle, South Dakota. That's where I'm from.
From Oregon. I'm just going to let our listeners know that I grew up with Ray McHugh's wife, Dindy. We were in the same church together, and I knew her And she married Ray McHugh, and they came back here as missionaries, really.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Anyway, actually our daughter was fighting her adopted daughter, and Mrs. McHugh came over to the house to make her apologize and then invited her to church. And of course, I don't know how many times she invited her, but she would always knock. And here my wife went over there, and she got saved in 1974, but she got saved at the house. We were on a party, and she saw what she was doing to her family and their kids, and she told the Lord, she said, "If you can't take this drinking from me, I don't want to live." And God saved her right there. She used to go to the church. They didn't really have a church. They had a log house that they had church in. And I was invited in. And of course, I said, no. I said, I wanted the keys. I said, no, just tell her to bring my keys. Anyway, he became my friend, even though I didn't want to really know him, and actually I didn't want anybody to see me go into that church. So when he kept inviting me, and I went to a revival, and I believe your dad, Don, was the one that was preaching. Anyway, Don Klein was a good preacher. And I enjoyed the service, and I kept going to the service. And then he came to our house and ate supper with us. So I felt a little more at ease when I seen Don. Mm-hmm. And of course, Ray McHugh, when I'd go on a drunk, seemed like he always came and say, "Is John ready to visit?" And my wife would tell him, "Well, he's not today," and he'd tell her, "I'll be back tomorrow." And so that's what happened in my life. And then God spoke to my heart, and I went to the altar, but I never got saved. And I said, "I can't feel anything." And they said, "Just keep praying." And I always remember that, just keep praying. And so that's what I did. When he'd have a revival or special speaker, I'd go over there. And the reason I went over there is to maybe get back with my wife because she was mad at me, or I don't know how that works, but I know that she would go to church every service, and I'd be left all by myself in that house. So I started going. I started feeling good. I felt the presence of God. I felt good when I left. So that's why I started to become friends with Ray, and he was a true friend. And Don Klein was a true friend all through the years that I became a Christian. And I got saved October 14th, 1975. I'm 74 years old. I still pray with people. Mm-hmm. I still testify. I still talk with people, tell them what God did in my life, how he changed me, and how my life had meaning. Before I became a Christian, it really didn't have any meaning. And when I became a Christian, I realized that each one of us, God wants to do something with each one of us.
Yes.
Even though I didn't believe that God really would want to use me, but he did.
Yes.
And Don Klein, was one person that when I went to Bible school 1 year at Brainerd, and I finished up at Northwest Indian Bible School, and I went to Little Eagle on the Standing Rock Reservation. That's Hunkpapa Sioux. Sitting Bull is a chief there. Pine Ridge is where I'm from. That's Oglala Sioux, and Crazy Horse and Red Cloud are the chief there. And you want to know how you feel about going to another place. They both spoke in the Sioux language. I didn't understand them. My wife does. I just want to say that because I liked hunting and I got encouraged from Don Klein when I left Little Eagle, he said that you have to do something for the Lord.
We'll need to stop here today, but on Thursday, Deborah will continue talking with our longtime Indian friend and Christian brother, John Bush, here on First Nation Ministries. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Tomorrow, please join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077. 6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.